For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team will wrap up the regular season this weekend, hosting Minnesota Crookston, joined by head coach Mike Boshi. Coach, certainly a tale of two different nights last weekend. A big win on Friday. You guys get down big on Saturday. What did you like best about the resiliency of your team down the stretch, though, on Saturday, that they were able to put a pretty good chink into that lead that Duluth had?
Yeah, I mean, they're Duluth's a good team. I think we got down maybe 25, 26 early in the second half and got all the way down to 9, and I think we had a shot that kind of went in and out to even get it down to 6. So, the guys kept competing. They wanted to give themselves their best effort and play as they possibly could, and, I think they did that for the most part.
You and I talked in the pregame on Saturday about how well you shot it on Friday. You know you're not going to shoot it that well every single night. Did you know early on that shots just weren't quite going to be falling?
No, not really. I mean, you never really know. I mean, till the final horn goes, we've down in St. Cloud the first night, we end up beating them by 10, and we didn't shoot it very well, but we did a lot of other things really well. And again, in basketball, it makes things so much easier when you're shooting it well and getting those open looks. And but it was just one of those nights. A lot of things compounded, and we didn't play well for a good stretch of that game.
I'm not gonna lie, one of the first things that I thought of when I heard about your double technicals was the scene in Hoosiers where he's asking to get kicked out of the game. That's Hollywood. That does not play any bearing whatsoever, but I think it is a proven fact. Teams respond to that kind of stuff, don't they?
Yeah, you'd like to think so. And, sometimes the coaches don't like how their maybe the mindset of their team is. Want to try to change that or flip that. Sometimes the coach just wants to inspire his team and show the team that he has their back, and wants to fight for him as well. So yeah, there's definitely some different scenarios out there where a coach can. Some may think it's anger from the outside looking in, but sometimes there's some intentionality to it as well.
Nick Wagner has scored 30 points now in two of his last three games. Some players get better as the year goes on. Some players wear out as the year goes on. What is it about him and his game and his body that's getting him to play better as the year goes on?
Well, I feel like he's continually to learn. And, you mentioned the scoring part of it, and that's certainly the big part of his game that everybody will notice. But what makes me happy about what he's doing now is his assist-to-turnover ratio is outstanding for a two-guard. It's almost 3-1. If you look over the last, 5-6 games or something like that, and don't quote me on it because I don't have them in front of me, but it's something like, 26-8 or 26-9 in assist to turnover ratio. And then when you have that part of your game working for you in a weird way, the ball usually finds you back based on way teams scheme against you, way they defend you. If they know you're willing to give it up, usually in the game of basketball, the ball will find you. It'll come back to you if you're willing to give it up. And that's the part that I think has really helped him continue to improve this year.
We're going to visit with Dalton Albrecht here in just a moment here in our pregame show. Came off the bench with 8.5 points over the weekend, 11 points on Saturday. As he's gotten consistent minutes here down the stretch, how has he gotten better?
Well, he's someone that I feel like can give us an offensive spark here and there. When he shoots it from three, which I know he can, he's done it his whole high school career, when he shoots it from three, we're a different team. We have someone that comes off the bench at one of the post positions and is able to shoot it. You have to defend that differently. And hopefully he can continue to do that. But he also can take advantage of matchups really well too, because a lot of teams will switch that guard forward matchup in any kind of screening situation. And if he gets switched up on a guard, he can dominate those guards inside. And so hopefully, he understands where his weaknesses are and Getting playing time as a freshman is huge for him moving forward. And I think he could be an outstanding player, you know, in these years to come.
More with Coach Boshi when we return. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network.